Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
There it is.
We're a little bit
dead. Oh, goodness.
Can you hear those bubbles?
Yeah, I hear it. Oh, goodness. So it's been a minute since we even talked. You've been out of town.
Yes, I got back in town late last night, early this morning.
Oh, gosh. So tell me about your trip.
I went to Washington.
My
daughter, she lives close to Seattle, so I flew into Seattle, and I got to spend almost a week visiting and got to play with my grandson. And while I was there, my daughter and I, we took a road trip, just a mother-daughter trip.
Where'd you go?
Okay. My book nerd's about to show big time.
Guys.
Okay, so we went to Forks, Washington. That's a real place.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so the book nerd part of me is just going to tell you, yes. Years ago, I did read all the Twilight books, and I did watch all the movies, and they have a Twilight Museum there in Forks. It's a tiny little town. It's pretty neat. And
I've seen pictures of it online, but I've not been to Seattle, so.
Well, funny.
Up there.
I can see why they picked that as the location setting. Because it really does rain all the time. And guess what? It was raining the whole day that we were there.
That's just not for me.
It was raining and it was cold.
Damn.
And it was just perfect for the movie setting.
Oh, my goodness.
They did not actually film any of the movie there. But it was just a really neat thing. But there was a couple of things. And the first one, my daughter actually brought it to my attention, you know. If there's any other diehard Twilight fans out there, and I know that that's just, it's cringe nowadays to even confess that you read the books, but I didn't. I like to read. I read all kinds of books.
I did read the book, but I just couldn't get past the first movie.
Okay, so in the first movie, it rained, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Like, how are they going to be in Forks, Washington, and it did not rain?
Well, no, there was just all that heavy breathing and awkward staring.
Okay, like, so we're going to be 100% agreeing. The first movie, the acting was horrible.
This entire episode, I'm going to Edward stare at you across the room. See how uncomfortable I can leave you.
Okay, so that was the first thing that was kind of brought to my attention, and then I was just like, oh, yeah. Was the fact that it didn't rain in any of the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
The whole point of them living there was because it was overcast all the time, so they wouldn't be all sparkly.
Yeah.
Nobody was sparkly the day that I went. Oh, but it's not what it was.
Not overcast. Glitter, bam.
You know what? I had thought about putting on some glitter lotion before I left so that I'd be kind of sparkly, but it was overcast.
Oh.
Nope. But then the second thing, which was really cool, I did not know this about that area, but they're all about the Yetis there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Like, Bigfoot. Everywhere you look. Like, so even the little shops that we went into, they had Bigfoot everywhere. And I'm thinking, why didn't they cash in on that on the movie? They had a whole other mom they could have went with.
Yeah. Because they've gone all the Bigfoot stuff.
So, right? And, like, that's, like, everywhere you went there, you would see signs of Bigfoot being there somehow.
Well,
we even got a little Bigfoot for my grandson.
He needed
a little tiny Bigfoot.
He needed a little tiny. He is the cutest. Rahul. Oh my gosh, he is so cute.
It was such a good week, it's been a doubt. I barely needed that.
We're just busy at the flower shop and working all the time. That's all I do, girl.
I would tell you that I felt like I was working on some days because getting down on the ground and we'd go train tracks and
Yeah, that's fun. I didn't get to see my Zeta today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she came to see me. We got all of her little baby shower stuff going. And it'll be
all exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else we need to cover before we get into this week's topic?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
So,
this week we're going to talk about a ghostie.
Ghosties.
Yeah, so this is a thing that I've talked to you probably about more than I've talked to anybody ever about, because I've kind of, like, I've always kind of joked about it or thrown it in, sprinkled it in conversations with people, but I don't ever like seriously talk about it because it's weird, you know.
It is.
And so
this is one of those topics that other people may experience it, but they don't want to talk about it.
Well, and sorry, I had to take my shoes off. They're uncomfortable. And then I was like squeaking them together and making a sound. So I'm sorry. Yeah. And also it's a topic that, you know, living where we live in the Bible Belt, it's kind of been a thing that was shameful. And, you know, you get browbeaten by certain belief systems and whatever. You know, there's something wrong with me.
Which, by the way, I have to interject something. That's really crazy that people act that way about this topic, because you're talking about being in the Bible Belt. And I'm under the assumption if it's in the Bible that it's to be believed.
No, that's...
And like if you're coming from the Christian faith.
Yeah.
There are things that are in the Bible that people do not...
Yeah.
There are... stories in the Bible about people who have died that are no longer dead, you know, like Lazarus. But there were also stories of people coming to visit that had been dead years and years and years before then, like when Moses and Elijah came to visit with Jesus. So
I'm just saying, like,
I mean, anyway, I see the spirits.
Yeah.
I see the ghost. I don't. It's not all the time. It's usually somebody that I know or is connected in some way to my family. But I can remember being very, very young, having these experiences. And it was just kind of like, isn't she imaginative? Okay, go play. Head on the head, you know, like. But, my granddad and I were really, really close, and he died. And then the following Christmas, we spent the night here at my grandparents' house, where we're sitting in the room that we're sitting in right now. Hey, granddad. And so it was Christmas Eve, and I was already upset because we're not at home. Santa Claus can't find me if I'm not at home. Some mom did the whole, I called Santa Claus. I told him we were going to be at Granny's tonight. It's fine, all that stuff. Well, they put me to bed in Granddad's room. And I don't know if you've ever felt it in this room, but sometimes it just has a vibe in here. And I already didn't like coming in here after he died. And so I came in here and I went to sleep. And I woke up in the night to stroking down my back and patting and just like, and there was nobody there.
That's kind of wild.
And so, you know, you open your eyes expecting somebody to be sitting on the bed patting your back. And so you open your eyes and there's no one there. Well, I started screaming bloody murder, freaking out, woke up the whole house. You know, my mom comes running in and she turned the light on and there was like an imprint on the bed, like somebody had been sitting there.
Well,
that was the last time I slept in this room.
But yet we're going to record a vodka.
Yes.
And
okay, so this room, after my granddad died and after all that happened, this room kind of became like storage. my uncle used to sleep in this room when he was here. And nobody really wanted to because it was always colder in this room than it was anywhere else. And it just kind of had a vibe. Like every time I had to come in here and like get something, open the door, you say, "Hey, Granddad," like acknowledge that this is his room, you know? And so that was kind of one of my earliest memories of dealing with that type of thing. And I've seen and heard things all of my life. Sorry, I got choked.
I need to get a drink.
Do it. You know, every time I come into this room, I always say, "Hey, Grandpa."
Yeah. When I made the decision to open up the wall, knock up dents, and for the flower shop, it's kind of made this room
a wedding yammer.
I think my grandparents are extremely proud of me. And, Granddad did not like it. I'll post a picture with the episode tonight of the cross wall that I have in the flower shop. And, my granddad was not a believer. He was, I don't want to say atheist, but yeah, probably. Yeah. And, I have lots of little decorative crosses like you would hang on your wall at your house or whatever, put in a funeral arrangement. And we hang it with command strips, the heavy duty.
Those things will hold a lot.
They were rated for like 5 or 6 pounds. And these are like a pound or less, 2 pounds tops. The entire wall of crosses came flying down off the wall. Every single one of them.
Nope.
Listen, multiple times because
I went and
bought new strips and hung them up again, and it happened again. And another thing is, so my grandmother died in this house, in my office up front, in the back. And she's around. She hooks people. Everybody that's ever worked here or been in here like a bunch of times has been poked, touched. Sometimes you'll catch a whiff of cigarette smoke. Just random. I used to think it was me because I'm a smoker. You know, that it's, I'll smell my clothes and I'm like, no, that's not me. It's just, you'll just catch it, just random. Or sometimes it's powder, like bath powder. You'll just catch a whiff of bath powder.
I remember that bath powder smelled.
Yeah. And you know exactly what it is. And, or gin. I get a, just smell like an alcohol smell that I get sometimes in this house. Yeah. And that's, and so I've always kind of like dealt with feeling things, being touched. But I always knew that it was my grandparents. So I wasn't, aside from the first time of being absolutely terrified.
Listen,
I was cold a while ago. And I turned the heater on. And now I'm sweaty.
Well,
I think it's because I'm talking about all this. It's making me sweaty.
Maybe.
Oh my goodness. Talk for a second. Let me take my sweater off.
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, I've never actually seen a spirit except for a dog, a ghost dog. We had a dog when my girls were growing up. She lived for 17 years. And every once in a while, randomly from time to time, you'll feel that it feels like a dog is rubbing against your, you know, like a cat does when they rub against your leg. She used to hear that. You'll feel that. And I'm thinking, oh, Amber, what are you doing? But Amber is sitting on the couch, which is my chihuahua, by the way. And it's not her. And, you know, every once in a while you'll get a glimpse of her, you know, darting around a corner or something like that. But I've had situations that I've been around that I knew what it was. There's one room in my house that every once in a while you can feel somebody poking in. And it's the bathroom, a little place. It's so weird to me. I don't like that, but it's in the bathroom. But but it's like an ice cold feeling whenever it touches you. Like it's like ice cold. It's weird.
In my experience with being touched, it's warm. But I think that's because it's my granny.
Maybe. I don't know who's been poking me in my.
That is very sweet.
But it doesn't happen that often, and it's not. I've never had any ill feelings in the house. Like I don't walk in there and feel creeped out or anything. With okay. It's just kind of like somebody coming by saying, "Hey,
yeah, it is like that a lot, man." I think they like what I've done here, and they just watch out, and you know. But speaking of seeing spirits, I've never seen my grandparents, but the house that I live in is also haunted. And I have seen her multiple occasions.
Who is her?
And this is going to be a little story about my husband's great grandmother. And I recently found out what her actual name was. We've always just called her grandma because that's what my kids started calling her when they were two and they could see her.
They knew that she was their grandma?
Well, it started, the girls, so my twin daughters were about 18 months old when we moved into the house that we live in now. And I was pregnant with my middle son. And we had a crib set up in my bedroom. And they would go and get their little sippy cup and like go climb in underneath of that crib.
What are you girls doing?
What are you doing?
You having a snack under there?
Yeah, with grandma.
Yeah.
That only with grandma. Okay, well, who's grandma? And they're like, you know, grandma. Oh, okay.
Meet.
Cool. Okay. Well, they were too little to tell me. Like, they would just say grandma. And so that went on and went on and went on. Well, as they got older, they started being able to describe this person, which I know how I felt when I was young, having experiences with ghosts and being kind of dissuaded from, oh, that's not real. You're not really experiencing that. So I wasn't going to do that with my kids. I was like, if you're having an experience, you're having an experience. And so, but I would ask them, okay, well, what does she look like? Well, then they started describing this woman over time. And I would ask my husband because the land that our house is built on was his family land that had been generations in his family. And so they start describing this smaller woman that's bent over at the waist, that walks with a cane, that looks, anyway, so he finally is thinking and he was like, you know, that sounds like with my great grandmother. Well, at that time, my mother-in-law was still living. And so we asked her, you know, like, well, what did she look like? And, you know, the kids were big enough to go, yeah. And they described her to my mother-in-law, who remembered her. And she was like, yeah, that sounds like who that is, but she's been dead a long time, you know? And so she didn't really believe in what was going on, but they saw her and talked to her all the time. All four of my kids did.
Ooh.
Especially when they were little. But I've seen her multiple times. I saw her, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. But the most memorable experience was my kids' bedrooms are like across the hall from each other. And Zoe came flying out of her bedroom across the hall to her brother's room, screaming and hollering about stay out of my room, this and that. And I was like, they are asleep. They have been asleep. What's wrong with you? And she said, Mikey was just in my room. I saw him. And I was like, he wasn't, I promise. And so I said, just go back to bed. And so she went back to bed. And a little while later, I was looking down the hall at where the rooms are, and I saw her go from the girls' room to the boys' room.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I could see through her that I could see her features. I could see that she was a shorter woman, bent over at the waist, walking on a cane. Her dress had flowers on it. Mm. And I was just like, my eyes were so big. And I was like, you know how you see something and you try to blink and like,
is it still there?
Am I seeing that? And so that's happened a few times where I've like seen her. And it's usually going between the kids' rooms like that, even when they're not in there. She used to find things for us, too. When we couldn't find something, we'd say, okay, Grandma, where's so-and-so's shoes or whatever? And we'd go out of the room and come back in, and they're on the middle floor.
Oh,
that happened regularly. And that happened all the time. And they would just, I'd hear the kids say, Grandma, where's the this or that? You know, and a little while later, they'd be in the middle of the room floor. Just, But yeah, sometimes she, and this is kind of creepy, in my bedroom, I will wake up sometimes kind of in a, like a startle awake. But you know how you get that feeling when somebody, you think somebody's watching you or something? Oh. And I will kind of startle awake and there will be these blue orbs just lying around in my room. I don't know what that's about. I haven't figured it out yet. But.
Well, I've gotten pictures of orbs.
I've tried to get pictures of it before, and I've never been able to, like, get a picture. But it, I can't blink it away. Like, you know, sometimes when you open your eyes in the dark and you see, like, it's not like that. It's deliberate. So, yeah, got a pretty on it life.
It sounds like.
Listen, I'm sweating. How much I'm fighting. It's stressing me out. Because now everybody's going to know this about me. But stuff happens up here at the shop all the time. I've watched things lift off a wall and fly across the room.
Hey.
Like ribbons and stuff. So look then. It happens to me all the time.
I think it does happen to other people, but okay, you were talking about how young you were. You were a child. And I remember the first time I had any kind of incident happen. And it wasn't that I saw somebody, but I felt somebody reach out and touch me. It's like they grabbed my arm. Yeah. And I was probably 4 or 5 years old time. And I, of course, just started screaming bloody murder. You know, and my mom runs in there and I start telling her what's going on. And she says,
no, honey, we don't talk about that. That's what she told me, you know, and it took me years before I realized, you know, any time something like that was brought up, she'd say, we don't talk about that.
And it made me realize that's how she responded. She had to have seen stuff too.
Yeah.
She had to have felt stuff too, or she would not have said that way.
In the moment, my mom responded with, oh, well, sweetie, maybe that's granddad. He's just telling me goodnight. It's okay. But then later, like when I tried to talk about it the next day, it was, let's not talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
And it was later in my mother's life, she was more, she's been grabbed. She was grabbed up here.
Like poked.
Granny does a poking thing. I think it's Granny that does it because
that was the thing she didn't love. She'd walk behind you and kind of poke you on the butt. But yeah, I think she believed it later. But nobody wanted to.
Well, I kind of wonder sometimes if people experience things when they're young and then they have that negativity spun on it, that it makes them get to a place where they just, I don't know if you made me become, you're not as open. You're not going to experience the thing. You're not going to recognize what's happening because you're not open to what's happening.
Right. Yeah. I will say that it was never
activity. It was just, let's not talk about it right now. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, I felt like it was negative, that I don't think it was meant in any harmful to me way. I think that it was just because of the fact, you know, mom and dad were, they were huge believers and, you know, the Christian faith, and there are certain things that you just did not talk about.
Well, that was also like a different generation.
You know? And yes, you're right.
And that, I feel like that generation was just different in their faith. And I don't know how else to say that. But yeah, there was just a lot of things we don't talk about.
You're right. You know, there'd be other things that would happen to people that would be said, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
That's the words that were used. We don't talk about that.
Yep.
You know, I did find out later that my great-grandmother read tea leaves.
Oh.
Yeah. So, of course, I've had one of my daughters saying that she wanted to learn how to read tea leaves.
I would love to learn how to do that.
So, when I was in Washington with Sadie, we'd ordered some hot tea because we were at a Chinese restaurant. There's a Chinese restaurant in Forks.
And I don't love it.
Then it was such a cold, dreary day, so we decided we wanted hot tea. So we had some hot tea. And it was just the tiny little cups, you know, and whenever it got to the bottom, I was, you know, twirling it around, just with the dregs of what was left. And she was just like, oh, are you going to read the tea leaves? I just told her, don't even think about it. Just say what's the first thing that comes to your mind. And I don't remember what she said, but I was looking it up and caught for internet. That was so funny. I was reading, what does it mean if your tea leaves show a this or a that, you know?
Oh my God, that's great.
Yep.
That's a good time. I'm so glad you had fun, Tom.
It was fun.
We need to plan a trip somewhere.
Absolutely.
I want to go to the beach.
I love the beach.
I want to go somewhere warm.
Oh, I was just thinking, you know, we were talking about seeing ghosty, spooky things. Last year for my oldest daughter, Brittany, for her birthday, we went to Jefferson and stayed at the historic Jefferson Hotel.
That place is asking for problems, girl.
I know. We stayed in the mirror room, and there was mirrors in every direction you faced. And I've always heard that that's
true.
That it opens portals.
That is absolutely true.
Well, they've got a lot of portal openings in that room is all I think. I don't know. I want to tell you, this is something funny that happened. I call it funny because I don't know if it was true or not, because we were drinking wine. A lot of wine, which is made for a great ghost walk night, by the way. While we were out on the ghost walk, I was just randomly shooting pictures when we were inside this abandoned building because I wanted to see if there was any images I could catch. And that's where I caught some orbs. There were some orbs.
Pictures are cool.
That's pretty cool. But anyway, so we went to dinner at the Italian restaurant that was close by. They're really good, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to them. But there was a young girl working there, and she was asking us what we were doing. She knew we were celebrating a birthday. And we told her where we were staying, and she said, oh, that's my family's. They were the new owners of the hotel. And I thought, oh, that's neat. And she asked which room I was staying in, and we told her we were in the mirror room. And she said, well, whoever is in the bed that's closest to the windows, just so you know, sometimes there's a man that tries to climb in that bed. And I was just like, of course there is. That's the bed that I was sleeping
in. Oh, my God.
I had been drinking plenty of wine, so I was one of the first ones that went to sleep. Like, I was done with all the ghosty stuff. I was crashing, you know? And sometime during the night, either I dreamed that I woke up or I woke up and somebody was trying to pull the covers up on the bed. And I just sat up and I said, I'm too tired for this. You're just going to have to go somewhere else. And I laid down and went back to sleep. And they left me alone.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious. If it was really the ghost, I tripped him up.
Because you messed him up.
Yeah. You just got to go somewhere else. I'm too tired for this.
Listen, speaking of mirrors, I have a mirror here at the shop. I have a dresser that belonged to my grandmother in the hallway by the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about?
See.
And if you're looking down the hallway where the cooler is, you can see that mirror. And every now and then you'll see somebody walking across. It looks like they're coming out of the bathroom and going into Granddad's room.
Oh, wow.
In that mirror. They're going across the hall to the living room, like where the living room used to be. I'll see somebody in that mirror like all the time. I kind of moved it over a little bit. So it's kind of like not where I can see it. It's clear. Like I don't focus on it.
See, you're so opposite of me. I'd be hanging up more mirrors to see what else I
can. Oh gosh. Yeah. I love it because I feel like it's a connection with my family that's not here anymore.
Can I say a cuss word?
Girl, what's your favorite cuss word? Say all the cuss
words. So my husband told me what the ghosting thing.
He said,
especially, okay, so I even got an EMF detector for when we went on a little trip for Brittany. That was one of her birthday gifts. And he said, y'all all fuck around and find out.
I've got dowsing rods. We need to play with dowsing rods one night in here. Your granddad's very vocal with the dowsing rods.
Yeet.
I don't know if Granny is or not. I haven't tried it in her room. But this room is very active with the dowsing rods. Can have full conversations.
That is wild.
I have two sets. I have three sets. Fenda will do a video about it.
Oh, that would be interesting.
On a day when I have makeup on, which is not today.
I look like I've been on a road trip.
I overslept this morning. I've just not been able to get together hot.
Well, I went to bed without setting my alarm. And which I did wake up late, that I was also mad at myself when I did wake up because I had my curtains opened. So the sunlight was shining right through there. I probably would have slept longer.
Oh, yeah.
It was so nice to be back in my bed. As much as I enjoy trips, it was so nice
to be back in my own bed.
I do love my own bed. Yeah, it's my favorite place to be. On to bed rot.
Yep. But
I didn't get to do my bed rot on Sunday, so I had some family come in from out of town. It's kind of a whirlwind thing, and she was only here for, and then I had to, she drove in on Friday, spent the day on Saturday, and then I had to take her to the airport at 3:00 in the morning on Sunday.
Yeah.
We had to get up at 3:00, so I've just been
yeah
going all weekend, so anyway, but yeah, well. It was good to catch up.
Yeah.
I've missed you horribly this week while you've been gone.
I tried to send pictures, but after a while, I got to where I just quit communicating with everybody.
People live in the moment when you had your grandbaby and your daughter and all that good stuff. So I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed our visit tonight.
Me too.
And I'll try and remember to edit out me hacking up alone and talking about how sweaty I am.
You just need to have another beer.
I think I will have another beer. Listen, send us your ghost stories.
I would love to hear your ghost story.
I would love to hear all the ghost experiences.
Even the ghost dogs.
Yes.
I swear that's a thing.
Ghost dog, ghost cat.
Yeah.
Ghost fish. Deer. Anything you got, send it to us. We will read it back to you. So last time I checked, we were up to 45 downloads.
Nice.
So this is going to be our third episode. And then after this, we should be able to tell like how many subs. Yeah, send us some stories. We know we've got some listeners over there from the UK. And listening.
That is pretty cool.
Send us some of those ghost stories. Those are really good ones. So we should be able to tell how many subscriptions we have after this episode. Do we have 3? I'm going to figure out how to get us on Apple Podcasts this week. It's going to happen.
We do have our Facebook page up.
We do have a Facebook page.
I failed this week on getting Instagram going, though. Sorry.
Yeah. If we do have a Facebook page. It's a little bit dead.
All they're dead.
A little bit dead. At Facebook and at LILBIT dead. Follow again. Our recorder died.
Sound like it's buzzing louder.
It is buzzing. I don't know why it's doing that. We'll figure it out later. Maybe I'll work on the editing process. We'll see what happens. Anyway, Facebook, a little bit dead. Email address, we're a little bit dead. WERELILBIT, dead, at Gmail. Anything else?
We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to talk about because neither one of us really liked Thanksgiving, so.
I love Thanksgiving. I just had some Batman situations that come up. My mother passed away on Thanksgiving Day.
My mom passed away the day after Thanksgiving, so.
It just makes the holiday a little bit different.
It's just not that fun.
You know what? Thanksgiving punch will make it funner.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I will see you next week. And I will have to edit all of this. So.
That's a few friends.
Bye.